live from the No Panic Zone. I am America's voice. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Tuesday, September 29th, 2020. It's game day, boys and girls. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, on the horizon, the biggest election of your lifetime. Reports coming in from all over the nation about ballots found in the ditch and in trash cans. Ironically, they also need ballots voting for President Trump. Shocking, right? Number two, not one surprising thing from the Democrat side of the aisle when it comes to Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett, except that the viciousness and the swiftness of the attacks on her faith as a devout Catholic, the likes of which I've not seen in 50 years. And number one, like I said, it's game day in America. On the right-hand side of your screen, dressed in red and defending the millions of deplorables and working people across the nation, President Donald John Trump. And on the left-hand side, the far left side of your screen, the candidate picked to redeem Hillary Clinton and the Democrats' former vice president, the Veep, Joe Biden. In the middle, but tilting to the left, will be Chris Wallace, tonight's debate number one moderator from Fox News. How will it play out? Well, there's six topics picked. I'm sure we'll hear about the pandemic, the economy, SCOTUS, foreign policy, taxes, and a couple of other items will cross the playlist. Now, listen, it's a very different approach for tonight. Very interesting approach. From what I understand, the questions will begin. The president will get the first question, 2 minutes to answer, 2 minutes for Joe Biden, then 11 minutes back and forth. 11 minutes back and forth. And they get to ask each other questions. They get to challenge each other. So I would suspect the president's going to talk about Hunter Biden and Ukraine and Burisma, $3.5 million wired to Hunter Biden by the former wife of the mayor of Moscow, Russia. That'll get brought up. Donald Trump's taxes will get brought up by Joe Biden saying, you don't pay taxes, the rest of us do. Of course, that's not true, but they'll go with that. And then a difficult slog for old Joe Biden, who allegedly is a devout Catholic supporter of abortion and women's right to abort a child, but claims to be a devout Catholic. We'll see how that plays out. But Joe Biden doesn't have a safety net tonight. As he so often has, Joe Biden doesn't have a safety net tonight. So we're going to look to bite number two here. Because what's going to happen with Chris Wallace tonight? Will Chris Wallace come in to save the vice president? Other members of the media seem to want to do that. They seem to want to step in and protect the vice president. During the previous debates with the Democratic field, Biden had the benefit of time. When three and four and five other candidates were arguing things out, he'd sit up there and he'd fidget at his podium and he'd write things down. He'd act like he was doing something important. But listen to this exchange. Bite two with Joe Biden. What happens tonight?
The Paycheck Protection Act. You know, 1% of the money's gone out. 1%. 1% of the, that's not the paycheck, the bill for small, for major, for
Main
small
Street
businesses.
Lending.
Mainstream lending. 1%'s gone out.
The anchor from MSNBC having to step in to save him. Unbelievable, right? Let me tell you what you're trying to say. Here's what you're trying to say. A bit on the insane side, to say the least, but there you have it. Joe Biden, will he have that sort of benefit? Joe Biden also, the gall to compare Donald Trump to Goebbels, the Nazi propaganda minister. He did that just a couple of days ago. Now, I've been gone for a couple of days, I realize, but some things are just beyond the pale. And comparing your opponent to one of the most notorious Nazis and war criminals of the 20th century, it's just beyond the pale, but it's what Democrats do. It's what Joe Biden does now. A guy who has stood shoulder to shoulder with members of the Ku Klux Klan, a guy who has stood shoulder to shoulder with segregationists and racists and those that, well, himself included, actually. As he opposed the integration of white private schools by people of color back in the 1970s and 80s. It's all different now, though. Joe Biden will say anything and do anything and denigrate the president any way he can. Here it is, bite number four. With Joe Biden comparing the president of the United States to the Nazi propaganda minister. Listen to this. Bite four.
Well, I'm not sure anybody hadn't already made up their mind they're for Trump believes, but who knows? But that's, you know, he's sort of like Goebbels. You say the lie long enough, keep repeating, repeating, repeating it. It becomes common knowledge.
Yeah. Sounds like something you're familiar with, Joe. Lie and lie and lie until they believe it, and then it's good. When you want to know what the Democrats are doing wrong, oftentimes just listen to what they're accusing the Republicans of being up to. That'll give you pretty good insight as to what's really going on with the Democrat, right? And here's one thing the Democrats are willing to do. By the way, we're going to get to Amy Coney Barrett here in a moment. We'll talk at length about the things being said about her and her pursuit of the vacant Supreme Court seat, which she will be approved to assume here before the election. She will be confirmed, make no mistake. But Joe Biden and the Democrats are ready to plow under American tradition, get rid of the filibuster, and pack the United States Supreme Court, something that was shot down in 1937 after Franklin Roosevelt pushed for packing the Supreme Court. But Democrats then actually still liked America. They still believed in the country and what we could do together. And they didn't believe that in order to get ahead, you had to be a victim and to vote for them. It's a different country then. But listen to this. Joe Biden being questioned about packing the Supreme Court and not saying no. Bite number five with Joe Biden. Listen to this. Bite five.
Have you ruled out expanding the Supreme Court as president under any circumstances whatsoever?
I am not, and I know you're going to be upset with my answer. But what I'm not going to do is play the Trump game, which is a good game he plays. Take your eye off the issue before us. If I were to say yes or no to that, that becomes a big issue. That's the headline here.
Yeah, the headline here is that you are willing to pack the United States Supreme Court and not admit it. That's the headline here, Joe. It is interesting. It appears that the Democrats have bet everything they have. The entire campaign is wrapped up into tonight and the next two debates. Pretty much tonight. More people will watch debate number one than the other two debates as a general rule. Maybe there'll be better viewership this year, but generally speaking, the first debate gets the most attention. And I guarantee you this, no matter how well President Trump does, Joe Biden will be declared the winner by the pundits on the major media outlets. I don't think a Republican has won a debate in 20 years, from what I could tell, listening to George Stephanopoulos and the folks at CBS and NBC and elsewhere. A Republican hasn't won a debate in 20 years, maybe longer. They're all just stooges and doofs. We'll see. We'll let the American people decide. Millions watching tonight. I'll be among them. We'll talk about it right here tomorrow, so don't miss your chance to be here to have that insight and evaluation. It's 14 after on a Tuesday, a critical Tuesday. We'll be right back. You're on the Steve Gruber Show.
If I told you you could save tens of thousands of dollars over the life of a WellConnect unit, would you listen? Let me tell you. WellConnect is a heating and cooling system that can literally save you a ton of money. If you're tired of freezing in the winter and boiling in the summer and didn't think you could afford to make a change, this might just change your mind. Using your well water, you can reduce your heating bills by hundreds of dollars a year. No, I'm not kidding. WellConnect will pay for itself and will keep you comfortable the whole year. WellConnect is made in Alpena, Michigan, and it's easy as 1, 2, 3. First, if you have a well, find out if your home is a good fit for a WellConnect. Second, schedule a free home visit. And third, get a WellConnect system installed with no money down financing. Call 989-356-2113 and go to their website, WellConnectSaves.com. 989-356-2113, WellConnectSaves.com. Getting a WellConnect is a no-brainer. You'll be glad you did.
I'm Craig Stiles, Financial Advisor, Managing Director with Stiles, Miller & Clark Group, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. It's been a confusing year. especially when trying to cover your essentials, maintaining your lifestyle, and planning for the unexpected. Things we thought we knew change rapidly, affecting our comfort and forcing us to question what we are doing. Assurance is something we all seek, especially during times of financial uncertainty. I'm experiencing the same market conditions and living with similar issues that my clients seek to resolve. Saving for college, planning for retirement, building a business, or maintaining current lifestyles when those unexpected situations arise. You're unique. So are your financial goals. I welcome the opportunity to work with you to help provide certainty in your financial life. Please give me a call at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.